Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December 20th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down a penny, January beans down 9.5 cents, March wheat down a penny and 3/4. Currently, we've got the dollar very strong, making new 14-year highs, basically. We're at 103.51. We're up 41 ticks. Crude oil is up 46 cents a barrel. Gold's down $12. Silver's down about 38 cents. The bonds are down about 0.2 of a point. Overnight, more selling as looks like we're getting some fund liquidation. We did not see any export announcements this morning on any of the grains. You know, again, I'm very concerned about these bean prices. We're $1.25 above where we are, where we were a year ago right now. We've got bigger carryouts. Yes, the demand's been stellar, but I question whether or not ultimately we're going to get this stuff shipped or whether the Chinese are going to play their games. The Brazilian crops are in great shape. The Argentinians have had rain. So, you know, I think we're pretty lucky that we're only down as much as we've been here in the last couple of days. Now, we certainly might see a turnaround Tuesday here this morning, but I think the pros are going to be looking to sell rallies here for quite some time, particularly with the funds long. Do the funds want to blow out of their long bean and oil positions before the end of the year? That remains to be seen. I would think that we'd see some support in the corn and wheat markets, but with the dollar so strong, it makes exports, particularly in the wheat, more difficult. But again, I think we did some damage with some winter kill over the weekend. Market's really not going to know about what the real damage is until we come out of dormancy. So does anybody want to play that game now? Apparently, they didn't want to play it yesterday. I was really surprised wheat was down as much as it was. Again, was it just following the dollar? It's really hard to say. As we head into Christmas weekend, it's really going to be the funds show here. If they want to blow out of the beans and the oil, we're going lower. If they want to buy their short corn and wheat, then we can move those markets higher. With the dollar this strong and weather around the world looking so good, I'm not sure why they want to blow out of their short positions, but maybe it's just a money game and they want to take some dough before the end of the year. Who knows? But that still might be a week away. You know, it's really hard to know what's in these, in the back of these funds' minds out here. But certainly, as I will continue to push, making sure that you have good protection for your new crop beans out here with some put options. We've only got about 10% of our new crop guaranteed bushels priced at pretty good prices. We haven't gone to selling more. It's a little bit early yet, but certainly we have put options on to protect every bushel that guys are intending on growing next year, because I think there's still plenty of risk in this market. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.